Thanks for tuning in for another session of Hashtag Finale, where following creates leaders and leaders create a following. Today, we want to thank Ms. Teresa McClure for registering her voice for today's conversation. Teresa messaged us by registering her voice at www.finaleprep.com. Here's what Ms. McClure shared by registering her voice. She says, "My daughter is 8 years old, and I want to know, how do I protect her from a little girl in her classroom that I do not want her to be friends with or even around? I've told her teacher that I wanted them apart, but it seems to not work. Help!" So this is every involved parent's nightmare, isn't it? But it's such a needed conversation. And I can so relate to this as a child with my own mom. Because there was this girl in school that my mom did not want me to be around. So she just straight up demanded that I not hang around her anymore. Now, of course, I wanted to respect my mom's wishes. But honestly, I did not understand why my mom felt the need to intervene on this friendship. Now, even though I was a little older than 8, it was very difficult to adjust to my mom's wishes. That being said, Ms. McClure, thank you again for this topic and for allowing me an opportunity to share with our audience a great way to support this process. So, to start, I want you to think about how difficult this could be for your child. For you, as was for my mom, it might be just as simple as "do it because I said so." But for your daughter, it may not be so simple. Consider some of my experiences when this happened to me. So this girl and I, we lived in the same neighborhood. So we walked home the same way. We were in the same classes. We had the same lunch and recess. She knew where I lived. And I had visited her place before. I mean, her brothers even played with my little brother. This was not an easy request for me to honor, especially without help to do it. So, what is the polite way to dodge a person you have once been interacting with and you're only 8 or just a kid? So, perhaps these are some thoughts, Ms. McClure, that you have already considered and you're not sure where to go next. If this is you, here are a few suggestions on how you might be able to help your child when you find them in this situation. So, number one, I need you to acknowledge. That's the first stop. Acknowledge that this is your child's friend in their mind and from their perspective. And for whatever reason, they feel that this relationship is meaningful and valuable to them. Try not to use language that is dismissive of their truth, like, "Didn't I tell you this is not your friend?" Or, "Don't call that child your friend anymore. She is not your friend." Or make threats that lead by the phrase, "If I hear you call that child your friend one more time," right? These comments, although they're rooted in love for your child and his or her well-being, they do not show your child that you are or can be understanding. By acknowledging the fact that your child feels that this is their friend, you'll be better able to lead the conversation with the compassion that's required to support the necessary change you want to see. So this is not to say that you have to honor the friendship, but you should honor your child's feelings as it relates to the friendship. Your acknowledgement can be made silently, like within yourself, like, "Okay, this is my baby's friend," or directly with your child, you know, by telling them, "Okay, I know this is your friend." Okay, either way you choose to do it is totally up to you. Once you acknowledge it, though, you are ready to address it, which brings us to the next step, number 2, which is probe. So you've acknowledged and now you're going to do some probing because you've got to fill in the blanks to get to know why and how this friendship formed. So you got to dig in and ask those questions that allow you to move past any and all assumptions that you may have about your child's friendship decision making skills. So here are some I think pretty good probing questions that you can consider. So here's one, like, what are the characteristics of a good friend? This is a great way to identify your child's standards and if they have any. You could try, what makes your friend so-and-so a good friendship fit for you? Be patient on this question while they sort through this, because in many situations, I found that children do not always know why they choose to befriend a person. It sort of just happens in their minds. On the flip side, though, you may find that your child finds pleasure in this relationship because they see something else in the person, or the person is different when they are hanging out. Here's another question. What do other people think about your friend? And what are some things you see that is different than what other people think about your friend? So this is good because oftentimes misbehaved children want to be better. They want to be better behaved, right? And they'll select friendships based on who they wish they could be more like. So they present themselves differently at times. But it is often overshadowed by that child's negative behavior, which is usually displayed in large social settings like in the classroom or doing large play. This question is then designed to determine if this is the case with your child's friendship. So as you probe, be prepared to discover that the good qualities you have taught and instilled in your child, they actually matter to them. But they have looked beyond the faults of the other child to see something good in them. So be the parent and use this opportunity to help them sort through and or elevate their thinking. Another good question that to ask is, how does your friend help you when you are misbehaving in class or when you make a mistake? This is a great question, especially for the parent of the notorious child who often chooses like-minded pals. So this question is directly related to that first question and is crafted to hold your child accountable to their own description of a good friend. What are some things that he or she does to make you laugh? Another question that is a really great way to gauge where your child is in alignment to the values that you've directly or indirectly instilled in him or her. So what they laugh at is often a good indication of how far the friends will go in their behaviors to get a laugh. One final one I'd like to share is, tell me about a time when your friend thought something was really funny. What made him or her laugh? Much like that question before, this one offers insight, again, into the boundaries of their interactions as friends. Here's a good rule of thumb, parents, that I like to share. If they're tickled and you're ticked, it's time to talk. All right, so the last one is relate. Okay, so at first we acknowledge and then we probe and now we're going to relate. So here is where your role as parent is key, and it shows that you've been paying attention to what your child has shared, or in some cases, displayed. Relate your thoughts and feelings back to things you've heard your child say about their friendship and connect it to the reality that those behaviors go against the values that you are trying to instill in him or her. You can also connect these things to the behaviors that you've recognized in them, which also support the idea that they are not ready to handle a friend with a different set of beliefs and practices at this time. Tell them that your ultimate desire is for them to be able to hang around anyone they choose to hang around, but you don't want them to lose their integrity as a person. So be honest. Tell them that you need more time as their parent to strengthen them, to be able to handle a person who thinks and behaves in a way that is not supportive of the person that you are trying to help them become. You can use words or phrases like, based on what you shared about what makes you laugh or what makes your friend laugh, you are not ready for this person to be your friend. That's really good because it shows them, wow, this goes against what my parent really wants for me or from me. Or here's another way to phrase it. When I heard you say blank about how your friend helps you when you are misbehaving, I can tell that they're not ready to be your friend right now. Again, it is so important that you use words like right now, because remember, the ultimate goal is to build them up so that they can handle differences without becoming different. That's so good. Let me say that again. Use words like right now, because the ultimate goal is to build them up so that they can handle differences without becoming different. This, of course, does not mean that they're going to return to the exact relationship, but nevertheless, they will encounter a similar person in nature, and you want time to ensure that your child either no longer considers this type of behavior for friendship, or at the very least, they demonstrate that they are able to maintain their integrity in spite of such differences. I hope you're with me so far. So here's the final step to give them some words to say, because again, this is so challenging for a kid who doesn't have a plan. So what do I say when I see them tomorrow? I mean, they're going to come want to play with me because that's what we do. It's who we are. So you've got to give them the words to say to help them when they are left to face that child again. Simply telling them to stay away is not enough, and it's not going to work, at least not for long. And I don't care how much your child loves you. They need steps. They need a plan. So before we wrap up, I want to give you a few to consider, Ms. McClure, and other parents and even teachers. When you see blank, you can insert the child's name again, and she or he comes to play with you, tell them, and here are some things you can tell your child to tell them. Tell them to tell the friend this. Hey, I am working with my parents to be a better person, and I need to focus by choosing a different friend for a little while. If you practice this with your child, they have the words ready in their muscle memory, and they'll be able to regurgitate it. And at first, it might seem contrite, but I'm telling you, it works if you give them the word. You can also try this one. My parents said that picking friends takes strong muscles, and I need time to work out with them to build my friendship muscle before I can play with you again. Again, you're showing the child that you are expecting that they might be able to one day play with you again, right? The last one I'd like to share is this one. My parents are teaching me to be honest, even when it's hard. So to be honest with you, there are some things about me that have changed that are not good since we have been friends. And my parents want to help me be better before we can hang out again. These are all really good, powerful moves that you can help to get your child ready for that tough conversation that's going to come when that friend revisits them and reapproaches them. So as you work through this change with your child and you've given them these words to use, now you've got to give them some tasks to increase their own awareness and ask some follow-up questions to support them. I want you to note that it is important to use the child in question's name in your conversational exchanges as often as possible. So here are some suggested conversation starters. Hey, did you notice something getting better about your friend blank's, that's where you put the child's name in, behavior today? Or did you notice your friend blank being honest today? Tell me something helpful your friend blank did today. Or here's a good one. What are you noticing about your friend blank that you don't like now that you've had some time to just observe? And the last one I'd like to share is, what is something that we are working on with you that you've noticed someone else in your class doing well? These are just a few ideas to get you started on a framework down the right path toward raising awareness and teamwork for friendship building in children. So before we go, I want you to remember, parents, that friendship is a preventative response to the idea that we are not created to exist alone. We need friends. They are our lifeline. The gift is in the fact that, unlike our families, we get to pick them and give them permission to exist in our world. And because they are crucial to personal development, parents, you must be involved and informed on how to help your child or children to see the value in this human-to-human element of life that we call friendship. We can no longer take the idea of friends and friendships for granted, because it is this type of relationship that becomes the beneficiaries and benefactors of our ideals, which become the legacy upon which humanity will continue to be built. In essence, if you want a better world for the future, participate in the process that it takes to create it. Well, Faneo Prep hashtaggers, we've reached our Faneo destination on this topic. But no worries, you can keep the conversation going by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. In the meantime, thanks again for tuning in to our conversation today, and a special thank you to our registered voice for today's topic, Ms. McClure. Until next time, remember, when failure is not an option, #FNAO.